I'm AJ Starfieldish, the chaplain at Wellington College and Wellington College Prep in the UK, and I curate the Global Assembly. This episode comes from Ed Venables, head of Wellington College Prep. Ed was a pupil at Wellington College a long time ago. After studying classics at university, Ed worked in the city for 12 years in various equity and credit research roles, before moving to a private equity hedge fund. Then, around the time of the financial crisis, he decided to move his family to Crowthorne and started a completely new career as an economics and business teacher at Wellington College. At Wellington College, Ed has been a head of department, a housemaster of his old boarding house, director of admissions, and now head of Wellington College Prep. Ed is also a governor of Wellington College International Tianjin, and he is featured on the WCI podcast Jetstream, talking about his experiences visiting Wellington College International School, Bangkok. The Global Assembly is a podcast that connects our family of schools in the Wellington College Education Network by inviting our community to pause, think, and reflect. Wellington life is well known for being busy and exciting. We talk about the Wellington fizz. But with all that this brings, moments of calm and contemplation are deeply valuable. Here, Ed reflects on starting a new school year and how Wellington College Prep students prepare for the future.
Hello, my name is Ed Venables and I am head of Wellington College Prep in the UK. I always get really excited at the start of a new school year, and preparation starts in the summer with lots of reading. This year, unsurprisingly, there's been a lot of stuff written about AI, and I've loved listening to thought pieces about the future of AI, and particularly AI in education. Now, it's quite clear that we can see the impact that AI is having already. You just need to look at the algorithms behind Netflix and Spotify, or read about what's going on in the medical world, the financial world, or just interact with any company nowadays to see the impact of AI. It leads to the question, therefore, is what's the point of school in 2025? And for the pupils at Wellington College Prep, what do I need to encourage the pupils to focus on this year in order to set themselves up brilliantly for the future? I don't believe that they need to focus on passing GCSE exams at this stage, because I don't believe they'll be taking GCSE exams, because the world will change. So we're looking at, and I'm going to encourage the children to think about three things this year. The first is, they need to understand AI. They need to read about it themselves. They need to understand how it's working. They need to question it. They need to question everything they see, and really understand the truth behind AI and everything it's producing. Secondly, we always encourage them to be independent learners, but they need to have absolutely the right attitude to learning. They are going to be, I believe, in future, driving their learning, driving their own learning. And that requires certain characteristics that are very different to being spoon-fed by teachers. And we talk about the children being curious, determined, and thoughtful. And we'll be working really hard in the classroom this year on encouraging the children to develop that attitude to their learning. And thirdly, and probably most importantly, in what is going to be an incredibly uncertain world, our children really need to understand who they are as people. They need to know themselves and develop the characters to be able to win over other people and to stand out among their human peers in the world of work in future. That's a huge amount of work, but it's such an exciting prospect, and it's something that schools need to really start doing explicitly, I believe. And we're really excited about that here. If we can get all of those things done, the future for these children is so exciting, because it will be a better world. And we want our pupils to be absolutely prepared for that. And I wish everyone the best of luck in doing so and a fantastic school year ahead. Thank you.